This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. We're rolling along on a Tuesday. By the way, we have to pick a way back Wednesday, boys. Trying to stay out in front of it.
Yeah, we do.
If you guys have suggestions, we'll allow songs, you to suggest.
I have something. Guys, songs about champions. Songs about me.
Dude, now that's an easy scratch right there.
Yeah, I'm out.
Very easy scratch.
I'm out. Nick, how about...
Raise your hand.
How about Barry does songs about him and you and I pick a real topic?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Be like the Barry Hour and then the Joel.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to do songs about winners. Songs about winners. Songs about people with a belt. Champions. Trophies.
Wait, do you have a belt?
Nope.
That you wear
a pants? I don't want to talk about it.
So
I
looked
up
the...
I looked up the... Did you get a big check? Salary cap.
Did St. Jude just call and say, where's our money or are you paying us directly?
You know what? Hit up SHRP on Twitter and ask them. Mm-hmm. So I looked up the minimum and the max salary cap for this year. I don't have next year's cap in front of me, but I can tell you that this year's salary cap was at $99 million, and the luxury tax level was $119 million, and that the floor or the minimum salary for teams was at $89 million. So using the point that you made about some teams wanting to absorb money,
yep.
There are some teams that are going to have to scratch and claw to get to that minimum if it's hovering around $90 million next year. Chicago being one of them. They're actually not at $89 million this year. They're at $82. Next year, they're at $46. So you might be right. Maybe that's a team that says, yeah, what? send us Ryan Anderson and the $20 million, but we are also, you know, like you were saying at the break, we want these hidden gems that you have in your organization, or you got to send us guy, and yeah, we'll take that salary from you.
Sam Hinkie wrote the book on how to do this because he knew being under Daryl Morey's wing – how to stockpile European talent and draft picks and such, and knew that at certain times when the Rockets needed to clear some cap room to do some things to stay competitive, Sam Hinkie was in Philly going, okay, well, give us the draft rights to these guys, who, by the way, are all in the NBA, and give us a few extra picks, who, by the way, when you trusted the process, you realized he stockpiled a ton of draft picks, which he then could use as trade chips and other things. That's how Sam Hinkie did what he did in Philadelphia. That's become kind of the model where you're going to find teams that have to come to the minimum that say, sure, we'll sit on Ryan Anderson for 2 years to help us get to the minimum, but you got to include the rights to so-and-so and a couple of picks, and we'll talk.
Yeah, and I think the Rockets absolutely do that to clear room for LeBron. If they have a handshake deal in the offseason that Chris Paul was instrumental in getting done, and they know that, yeah, I think they'd do that in a heartbeat. Here's a few more teams that might have some room. Dallas, the Mavs are sitting at $59.8 million for next year. Philly at $43 million. The Lakers at $51 million. And that's really about it. Everybody else is hovering around 70-ish, and I'm sure when they sign free agents and whatnot, they'll hit that minimum threshold. So of those, I mean, who would you suspect? Who would you guys think is between? If I told you it was between the Lakers, Philly, Dallas, and Chicago, who's taking on Ryan Anderson in your best guess?
Well, it depends on what you got to take
Not
back.
Not Philly, right?
Here's the thing you also got to
take. Philly considers themselves contenders.
You got to wait because you got to realize you got to, in any trade you do in the NBA too, you got to come within 15%. So you wait till the off season, and then the team, if the team participating is drastically under the cap, they don't. That rule is wiped out for teams under the cap.
They don't have to come within.
They don't.
That's
have
what I'm
to.
Saying. Yeah. So all these teams would be next year. They're all
the Lakers
under 50
are trying to get good again.
Or close.
So the Lakers aren't going to take Ryan Anderson because they're trying to build on that core.
I don't know if he fits their offense,
and it's important for LA to try and get back into the national eye.
So
at this point, though, he's not going to another team. If in the event that Ryan Anderson does get traded away, he's not going into another team being as a starter. Like, he's probably gonna have to settle for a role.
I mean, it depends on the team he goes to, right?
Yep.
If he goes to Sacramento,
JJ Redick doesn't care if he starts or not. He's getting $23 million for 1 year.
If he goes to Sacramento, you don't think
Redick
they would start
a better
him?
Player, I think.
Well, you're absolutely right. But I'm just saying, if JJ Redick doesn't care, you think Ryan Anderson cares? Or the team cares?
So hold on, guys. I'm going somewhere with this. Back up for a second. So LA at $51 million, you said that's not a fit.
I don't
he's
think
probably so. Not going there. Philly thinks they're a contender.
Right.
at $43 million in their salary cap, so they're probably not wanting to absorb it. Okay. They're going to want to go out and sign good free agents. Do you think Dallas and Mark Cuban are going to do anything
to help the Rockets? Absolutely not, especially if it means bringing LeBron in.
So my point is you're basically down to Chicago. You're down to the Bulls at $46 million in salary cap on the books for next year and having to try to work with it. So could it happen? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the teams that could fit that contract into that scenario is slim. You're either hoping that the Lakers maybe or that Chicago is willing to do it.
Throw in some future draft picks and some considerations for the rights that you have to certain players, and I bet you they'll consider it in Chicago.
Yeah, well, let's hope.
Yeah, we'll see
There's your hope of getting
LeBron.
But there's
your way too in-depth at this time
chance
of the
of
year.
Getting LeBron.
Chance of getting LeBron. But we did you a solid, and we took care of it. Because, I mean, like I said, the best thing I could say to make the short and sweet version is at least you're on the list. Because if you remember the whole first Dwight Howard go-around, he wouldn't even sniff Houston until you got James Harden. And then now it's nice to know that you're a destination.
Right. I got to read this tweet from Mark Villalobos. He said, Barry, I had to defend you, my brother, on the A-Rod talk. My coworker, before he went home, called you racist because you don't like A-Rod. He basically said you don't like Hispanics. And I told him you married to a Latina.
Yeah, geez.
That shut him up real quick. Yeah, no, that's the last reason I would hate A-Rod is because he's Hispanic. That's ridiculous. I hate him because he's arrogant and he's stupid.
He's a cheater.
Yeah, well, that's a lot. I hate him because he's married to J-Lo or dating or whatever.
He'll be married soon.
Yeah. That's all the reasons to hate A-Rod. Trust me, there are plenty of reasons to hate A-Rod, and race isn't one of them.
Yeah.
He gives you enough. You don't have to use
that. Yeah, he's supplied enough on a daily basis.
I appreciate you, Mark, defending my honor. Thank you very much.
I was going to ask you if you saw this, but this is crazy, and this is on one of those things that people kind of, at the time, you go, oh, wait a minute, and then you forget about it. But with the draft coming up and all this NFL talk that's been going on about, you know, coaching changes and everything else, and everybody's talking about the draft and the Browns and who's going to draft what where, and Mel Kiper's name surfaces again.
Hmm.
This is good, though.
Is it?
Yeah. So Mel Kiper, back in, I believe it was 2010, yes, 2010, got into a little back and forth with Todd McShay. Okay?
Okay.
He was so confident that Jimmy Clausen out of Notre Dame, who was ranked as the fourth best prospect in the entire 2010 draft, was going to be a success, that he said, and I quote, if Jimmy Clausen is not a successful quarterback in the NFL, I'm done. That's it. I'm out. And they didn't leave it die. McShay said, well, what's your time frame, Mel? When do we make that assessment? Kiper said, I want 8 years.
Oh.
McShay said, it'll only take 3 years, Mel. We can tell inside 3 years. He says, I want eight. Well, if you're keeping score, it's 2018. It's been exactly 8 years. Last time I checked, Jimmy Clausen, who played a career 22 games... is long gone from being in the league, not even sniffing anything that you might say is success. He had twice as many career interceptions, 14 as touchdowns, 7, and a 1-13 record as a starter.
Oh, please let Mel Kiper be gone.
Oh, Mel.
Time to go, buddy.
Where are you, pal?
You know, I wish Chris Berman would have made that bet.
Nah, I was going to tell you, I didn't see it personally, but a lot of people were chiming in that they were so giddy and happy and how great it was. What Tom Jackson and Berman did Sunday night after the game. I didn't see it.
Didn't want to watch it. Didn't watch it. Didn't need to watch it. Had no desire to watch it. But I'm sure it was fantastic if that's what you're into. If you're into being screamed at with cliches from the 80s and 90s, then I'm sure it was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I knew I was going to bring it up to you that there were plenty that just thought it was
to get my goat.
It was just so fantastic to bring him back. Oh, yeah, and speaking of your goat, the other thing was I thought of you in the second half last night when Matt Bullard, of all people, said that three came from Ellington Field and followed it up with when Eric Gordon missed another one with, and if you thought Ellington Field was far, that one came from Galveston. So now they're both doing it.
That's just – I hear
you blame him when you're working with Bill Worrell each and every day. It rubs off on you.
Oh, I'm sure it does. But at the same time, can you know good from bad and go, I'm not doing that?
Yeah, you should be able to fight it.
It's why Barry doesn't do dad jokes.
I was going to say it. I'm so glad you said it. Give me a little fist bump right there. That's what I'm talking about. You got to be able to, you know, I mean, you can be you and I can be me. Right. And we don't have to be like each other.
Right.
So tell Matt Bullard to stop it. You have his number, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
That has to be the first time you two have fist pumped.
No, we've done it before.
We've done it before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was there a connection there? Did you?
We just randomly. No.
Yeah, just out
we
of the
did
blue.
It.
We,
did
y'all, there was a reason.
I think it was the day he was like on a roll, busting my balls, and people were like, "Joel's really funny today. What happened?" And I was telling him, "You got it, man. You're rocking and rolling." I think we fist bumped that day.
I don't remember
in
that
celebration.
Day.
You're such
selective,
a jerk.
Selective memory, Nick. Yeah, you it's remember right. when you were asked if you should run that drop with the champ? Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where Nick sometimes likes to puff his chest out and
every now and then,
yeah, do his thing.
And if he was doing the weight loss challenge, he'd be puffing.
You better get in with us because you're gonna need a brawl.
I started
soon.
Today. I had one of those Snap-on kitchen meals.
Snap-on. Now we got tools and meals. Snap kitchen or Snap-on? Oh my god.
You're the worst at it. The worst.
I'm sure Snap-on will be sending more meals your way soon.
Oh, please don't mess up Gallery Furniture.
No, right
name.
Now I want to tell you about Mattress Mac and my good friends at Gallery Furniture. We know the Super Bowl is right around the corner. And if you're getting ready for a party to watch the big game, Gallery has what you need. It's called Motion Furniture. Power reclining chairs, love seats, sectionals. They're leather. They're also in all different types of material, but they are comfortable. You can watch the game and fall asleep when you're done. They're fantastic. Right now, they got a deal going on. $4,000 or more of Gallery furniture bought at any one of Gallery's three locations, and you get 36% back in free accessories. That's a fantastic deal. And they're open till 10 o'clock every night. And best of all, Gallery delivers today. You buy today, you get it tonight. That's just the way they do business. I mentioned the three locations. You can go to Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. You can go to the Galleria location right there on Post Oak, or you can go to the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker, both ways. Mattress Mac doing a ton for this community. We know what he did during the hurricane. We know he has been there for you, and you should check out what he's got when he offers up and says to you that they can make sure that they give you quality furniture at a great price. They're going to deliver that same day. There's going to be no back order slips, and they'll save you money because all those things are 100% true. We've got people here in the station that you don't have to take my word for it. Brandon here recently went there, got taken care of, did all kinds of comparison shopping, got a ton of money saved, got delivered the same day, found out the same furniture at other places would have cost them thousands more and wouldn't have been delivered for a couple of weeks. And they made sure they took care of them with tons of customer service. Check them out. They're doing the Astros deal again. You buy $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture, and the Astros win it all and win back-to-back titles. You get all your bedroom furniture free. It's just how they do business. Check them out, Gallery Furniture or GalleryFurniture.com. They are the best in the business for a reason, and Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I approve this message.
Magic in me. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back in the final hour of The Usual Suspects, as it's Nick, Barry, and Joel, as we normally are, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., before we turn it over to Fred A.J. The Blitz. Jong in there as well. They'll take you home till 7, because our staunch lineup continues to just build and grow and succeed and thrive. And
when we were talking about A-Rod and that guy saying I didn't like him because he was Hispanic,
yes,
Patrick Randizzle. So we like A-Rod because he's Hispanic at the Red House.
Boy. See, but that shows you the loyalty of our listeners.
If you guys ever missed the Red House, you missed an awesome bit on this show. You need to go back, and I don't know if they even put it out there, but damn it, you missed
them. My buddy's dad, Hispanic.
Yeah, Hispanic.
Got the Hispanics.
Somebody said that LeBron doesn't own any homes. This was Cali Boy in Texas. He said, how many houses does LeBron own in Houston? He's definitely L.A. bound. Here's the thing, though. Chris Paul just bought a house over 18,000 square feet, 14 bedrooms, for $8 million. That was it. It was originally listed for $8 million. He got a great deal on it. 6-car garage, 9 bedrooms.
Its own zip code.
If you don't think LeBron couldn't sell that expensive ass house in L.A. or one of them and buy something much bigger and better here, you're nuts.
Cali Boy,
and
Texas,
he would do it in
that?
A heartbeat. Yeah.
Let me ask him a question.
Okay.
Did Chris Paul own a house in Houston before?
No.
He came to the Rockets.
A lot of them don't.
No one does. You know, L.A. is a mecca for guys that hang out in the offseason that want to get... LeBron is, by the way, executive producer of what's the Plinko game?
Oh, yeah.
He's the executive producer of that nighttime game show.
But he's doing that from Cleveland. He ain't got to be in L.A.
It doesn't matter, but they hang out in L.A. in the offseason, Chief.
This house is ridiculous.
You know, Chris, and I
told y'all the story about my wife and my sister-in-law running into him at the grocery store, right? Chris Paul? They didn't know who the hell he was.
Yeah.
They had no idea.
He bought, I want to say when he went to L.A., he bought like Avril Lavigne's house.
Chris Paul did?
Yeah.
Okay.
His house in L.A. And it's huge too. But I guarantee you for the same square footage,
for
he
the
paid
money?
Double.
Yeah. There's no way he's getting an 18,000 square foot mansion with 14 bathrooms, 9 bedrooms, and a 6-car garage in L.A. for $8 million. Not happening. Not happening.
No, you're talking about 16 plus.
Easily.
Yep. No question about it. But yeah, his house there, out there, and I believe it's out your way, up north, but it's
not
got
in
his
my
own zip code.
No, trust me, I ain't balling like that.
Ooh, and it's brand new, too. It was being built
when
he was moving here.
It's nice. There's a bunch of different pictures. I'll just Google Chris Paul home, and I think the second one is from Realtor.com, and they have a bunch of pictures on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Well, so I told you I watched that show. It was a 3-part series on Chris Paul and everything, and the house was part of it. And the first time that they gave him his first walkthrough, it was being built. It was his wife and some of the real whoever. And he walks by and he goes, "What's that room right there?" And it was like a second or third floor, all windows, massive. And his wife goes, "Oh, that's the kids' playroom." He goes, "I'm so what?" He's like, she's like, "That's the kids' playroom." He's like, "Wow, must be nice." It's your money, bro. Should know where it's going.
Yeah, that would help, wouldn't it?
It definitely helps, though, for all athletes that want to consider Houston's teams to know the one point that was made by the caller, no state tax helps,
yeah.
But real estate is really affordable. That's why even if they don't play here, a majority of the professional athletes in the big three
They'll
sports live
here.
Yep. Even if it's part-time.
Yep.
Yeah, and the other thing that they don't have to do that I don't know if you saw this or not, but I tweeted about it the last couple days. You don't get taxed here either higher for being a professional or for playing here. Like, do you realize both teams when they go to Minnesota, and I bet you they may consider going for a shorter stint of time than normally most teams go for at least a week to Minneapolis to get used to settling in, whether it's a time zone difference, you know, to get the week before Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking basketball still.
Every day that you're there based on your income.
Is that true or is that the days you work?
No, because like,
I think
when
it's
I
the
work,
days you work.
Well, it is the days you work, but
if you're there,
the article that Darren Revelle put out there
mm-hmm.
was that you know, Brady is going to get 6 figures plus as a bonus, like a lot of the players are.
To cover it?
No, but because of taxes and having to report taxes for being working in this, he's considered technically working while he's there in
Minneapolis. Yeah.
That the taxes are going to be like $40,000.
Yeah, but I think that's just a game check. That's just for the game because that's what you're getting paid for. You don't get paid to practice, so you're not
working. You're working. You're representing the team, and you're at practice.
So on days off, though, I mean, if you're doing media, they don't call that working.
Well, if you're doing the media, then you're working.
No.
I know from the standpoint of I used to get my check taxed. I would get my check every 2 weeks, and the stub would tell you, based on the states that you worked in. Yeah, you get all the different states that have taxed you.
But I don't think if you're doing stuff like that, like if you're doing the Super Bowl media day or whatever, I don't think that's considered necessarily working.
I'm finding it
I would be willing to bet you that there are lawyers and accountants have a way to get around that some
but
way.
If you're going to
can see practicing, yes. But, I mean, just doing a media day?
Yeah, I think that's work. I think you get compensated for that.
No, I think it's marketing and advertising and publicity, but it doesn't directly affect what you do on the field.
So the first
it's
thing
not required
is
to do your job is my point. To practice, maybe, but to do a media session is not required to do your job on the field.
No, but you're representing the team, so you're working. You're wearing the uniform. You're representing the team in the league. You're at.
Well, that's like saying like I would have to like
if it's mandatory. Then you got to go there for your job.
But that's like saying that I could. Well, okay, now that's a good point. The mandatory, but that's like saying like, oh, I get to write off my gas to the camel races because I was representing ESPN, and so it was my job. That was just an outside extracurricular activity.
No, you were representing the station. You can do that.
No,
but it is if it's mandatory.
Mandatory, like you can, yeah, you're right. Then that has something to do with your job. But if they're doing, you know, if they're sitting in and some other stuff, I couldn't see.
While
it.
I look this up, you know who's loving the fact that the Patriots in the Super Bowl?
Who?
Jimmy Garoppolo. You know why?
He's still getting paid
because he still gets the bonuses. So to this point, before they even go to the Super Bowl, Jimmy Garoppolo has made $79,000 in bonuses, and based on going to the Super Bowl. If they lose, he gets another $56,000. If they win, he gets another $112,000.
Damn.
Must be nice.
It is nice.
All right, I'm going to find the tax information stats when we come back.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's not fun if you're going to any states. That's what they should look at, too, when they're doing Super Bowls. If you tax for people traveling into your state for short, I think that's BS.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell the people how to get cash for their house right now.
Please do.
And it's by calling Gulf State Homebuyers, 281-717-6100. Hear me out on this. I know a lot of you guys are still waiting on your check. I know it. I talked to you. I have friends that are still waiting on their FEMA check from Harvey. They're still waiting on the repairs to get finished. You're looking at that bill and you're thinking, man, do I want to go through this again if it floods? Do I want to wait on these repairs to finish? This is still a headache for me. Do me a favor. Call Gulf State Home Buyers at 281-717-6100. Let them come out and make you a free, no-obligation, cash offer evaluation on your home. You're going to have that number in your hand. Now you know what your home is worth cash. Then you look at that repair bill and the time that it takes. But at least you can make an informed decision on whether you want to move forward or not. And let's say you're fine. You didn't have any issues with Harvey. But maybe you're going through a divorce and you just need to get out of that house. Maybe you've got some other reasons why you need to sell that home. You need to get out of it because of credit reasons or whatever else. Give Gulf State Home Buyers a call and let them make you an offer. There's no obligation. It doesn't cost you anything. They come out. It's 281-717-6100 to get that offer from them. And here's the best part about it. Once you get engaged with Gulf State Home Buyers and you have them do it for you, they do all the work. You don't have to fill out a bunch of stuff and make all the things that go through with selling a house like you normally do. They take care of everything, an entire in-house staff of professionals, attorneys, title companies. All of them there to treat you with respect and help you get your house sold. Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or look them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you, and together we will keep Houston strong.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Why couldn't you do that hot? Like,
because I had my
10 seconds
look,
sooner.
I'm not stupid. But my microphone
would have picked you up
this
yelling.
Right here. I had it pushed I knew.
But if my microphone comes on, it'll pick you up.
Well, maybe. I'll push your button too.
No, you will not, sir.
Give me my fist bump back.
There'll be no bush it. What? Button no, pushing of mine.
Easy
now.
For you to say.
Yeah. All right. I found it. Brady will pay $43,000 in taxes for appearing in the Super Bowl in Minnesota. Based on duty days, Barry. Players will pay state tax to Minnesota based on the ratio of duty days spent in their fair state to the total number of on-duty days worked in the year. Oh, you don't want to know all that.
No, that came from
a CPA, but the bottom line is $43,000. So you already know he's going to make six figures just for getting there.
Yeah.
The bonuses and stuff, all players will make close to $200,000 if they win it. But you're going to give up $43,000 in taxes.
Mm.
Damn.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Man.
Sucks to be so rich, doesn't it? I feel so bad for them.
Seriously.
My heart breaks. If you're paying $40,000 in taxes, you're making a lot of money, and I don't feel sorry for you. I'm sorry. I don't care. Hey, usual real estate agents, I'm looking for a home. Would you recommend Katie or the Woodlands? Just kidding. Keep up the good work. That was all texting, no tweeting. Who's tweeting, by the way? Yeah. You're tweeting now, so you need to change your name.
Yeah.
All texting, some tweeting.
And can you spell tweeting?
Yeah, instead of twitting.
Yeah, no twitting.
Yeah.
Adetokounmpo, get your twitting right. We would appreciate it.
He does spell it like that in his text, though.
That's
twitting.
What I'm telling him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of taxes, do you guys, do you all use a CPA?
I have.
Do you use one now?
I don't know what I'm doing this year yet.
So you had one last year?
Yeah.
I don't. It costs too much for me. For someone like
thing.
Me, it's not
if
worth
I'm
it.
If I'm paying and then I get that bill from that CPA,
that
I'm like, why the hell am I paying you if I'm paying?
Yeah, I had a CPA for a few years just because I had businesses and I was working for Halliburton and, you know, that oil money gets in the way. But I don't have to worry about that anymore. And I love TurboTax, but I'm so bad at keeping up with it that I could if I would have just kept up with it for the year.
When you say keep up with it, like your receipts and everything?
Yeah, like, I mean, going on the road and doing comedy, I'll make a little, you know, so I have to do that. I have to file those as well. But I have so many expenses that come from it that it's, so if I don't do that, it's just money I'm throwing away.
Right.
And the same thing, like it's easy to do. All right, your homestead, you know, your taxes for your house, your insurance for your house. You get a few other things that you get to write off just right off the bat. That's easy. But then you got to start digging in for the stuff, and it's a pain in the ass. But I never understood with my CPA. I did all the work anyways.
Yeah, that too.
I don't know about you, but I would have to get all of it together, put it in an Excel spreadsheet, break it all down for him, give it to him, and then he would review it and go, yeah. And then find me a few deductions here and there and call it a year. And I'm like, bro, I'm paying you a lot of money. You're not helping me any. I was like you. I ended up paying most times.
Yeah, I hated that I was paying and then paying him a very large sum. And then when I hear all these people using whatever it is, whether it's TurboTax or H&R Block, all the different ways that they do it, you know, and now you see all the commercials about how you can get your taxes done for free. I'm going, and from what I paid and then paying taxes on top of that, not happy.
I don't know how
they
do it
for spreadsheet.
I think you get it done for free if you file like a 1040 easy. So you don't have any deductions. You just go in, you give them your Social Security, you give them one W-2. So I'd imagine if there's more, but if you just have like, if you were the same company all year, it's a W-2, it's a 1040 easy, they punch it in, it takes 5 minutes, you're done.
Yeah, I didn't like the
But then they get you through the door and upsell
you. I got charged for every email. And then
really?
And then like when they got emails, they used that towards the processing of all your information.
Hell no.
Yeah, when I got that final bill, I was like, are you kidding me? Mm-mm. Yeah, that's where I start. Mm-mm.
I was looking at the front page of our website, and I saw this, because I think I'm going back again this year. Are you guys going to join me for the 2018 BPMS 150 bike ride?
That's all you, bro.
Negative. No.
Yeah, that's all you. You can take the camel and do appearances.
It sounds like that bike ride that people take when you drive to Austin. You see all those bike riders. It just sounds so long.
That's exactly what it is.
No way am I doing that. No way. Why are you giving me that look?
Why you're looking at both of us like a tennis match. It ain't happening.
I'm just so disappointed in you guys.
You got paid for that.
Last year.
Did you forget that fact?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Because, I mean, if you want to pay us, we might show up.
No. Sometimes it's not about the money, Joel.
I understand that.
It's about, one, being a good company, man.
Oh, here we go.
And, two, doing something for a great cause. Like
I think it's a great cause.
The BPMS 150.
Right.
But last year, remember we had that caller that said, Barry, if you want to ride, you can ride with me. I had MS, and and then I met him at the awards gala. Remember I told that story? We actually ended up sitting next to each other. I'm thinking about doing it.
Don't you have to train for that?
Yeah, but what better way to lose weight and get in shape than to do this? The problem is, it's the same problem I said last year. I don't want to go out and drop a ton of money on a bike because I may not do it again.
Someone was going to give you a bike.
No, no one agreed to give me a bike last year.
I thought there were people that were chiming in to say we got a bike for you.
No, I'm going
to
do a GoFundMe for a bike.
When is it?
Listen, if Houston
a GoFundMe for anything,
if Houston strippers can have a GoFundMe for Harvey, Nick, damn it, I can have
when
a GoFundMe for a bike. I want to say March or April. Let me look. So if you go to ESPN975.com, there is a link on the front page that says sign up for the 2018 BPMS 150 bike ride. And it apparently Ken Hoffman is going to represent Gal Media with a team of his own and participate in the ride.
Okay.
So that's awesome.
He's going to wear a onesie, too.
Ride details. Date, April 28th and 29th.
April
28th. So it's in April.
Yep.
Houston to Austin. Fundraising minimum is $400. Minimum age is 12. Okay. I don't know if you have to be if you act 12. I'll check for you, Joel. Because you might be might not make it.
Have you have you talked to Ken Hoffman?
No, why?
Okay, I'm just asking.
Does he not agree to this or what?
No, I'm just asking. And here's the other thing. What is your leg? Like everybody, you know, you ride the race in legs. Like you do a leg is how many miles?
No, you ride the whole thing.
No, you don't.
You do the 150 miles. No, you do the 150. You ride together for all 150 miles. This ain't a relay race,
oh,
bro.
I thought it was like, that's no. No, they always got the vans that pick you up. And
that's for out of shape people that need help. Like me. They're going to have to get the van to pick me up. But if you want to ride in it, you ride all 150 miles, and usually you do it as a team.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Okay. I mean, not really, but I know that that's...
Well, I'm sure someone will tell us between now
and the end of the show. Oh, I'm sure somebody out there...
Well, Tyler is saying they stop at LaGrange. And
they
then,
do. That's what... Yeah, yes.
That's the end of day
of
one.
Of course, yeah. That's the end of day one. That's what... Last year when I did the Jersey Awards thing, that's when everybody pulled in after the first day, and then everyone stays in these tents, and it really stinks, and I couldn't do that part of the race. Well, I'd have to have a hotel.
No, you got
to
do
but
that.
But then they get up the next morning and finish the ride. So maybe it's 75 miles on day one and 75 miles on day two, but it is a 150-mile bike ride spread over 2 days.
All right.
And, yeah, LaGrange. See, that's the only thing, though, is I've already committed to doing the Jersey contest again this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be the MC for the Jersey contest. I don't know if I can ride in it because I might be like literally the last guy there, and then they would already had the contest and I'd be out. So I have this dilemma that maybe I'll just do the second day.
You have a built-in out.
It's kind of sweet. But maybe I'll do the second day and not be able to do the first day. But I think that you should be my relay. You do day one, I'll do day two.
And I think
usual suspects.
That's a very all friendly guys, way of thinking.
Put
Nick,
them in.
That's why he pointed at you when he said that. And I could see you riding.
I pointed at you,
your
Joel.
Tricycle.
Put them in. Team on three. Ready? One, two, three. Team. Guys, no one else did it. I don't.
You're on your own there.
And
buddy.
We asked, and we shall receive.
Taylor is going to break
Taylor,
it down for us.
Break it down for us. The MS 150, please.
Hello.
Yes. Go right ahead, Taylor.
Hey guys. So. I've done it twice, man. I did it the first time I did it. I was 12 years old. I wasn't even on a mountain bike. I was on a regular BMX bike.
what?
So basically, yeah, I had a lot of energy back then. But basically, like every 7 to 15 miles, they have these little stop, like pit areas where you can, you know, get little snacks like bananas or, you know, carbs, and you can refill your Gatorade bottle or whatever. Rest there. And then they got the sagging wagons is what the vans are called. You get tired or you're cramping up or something, you can get in the van. We'll take you to the next pit stop. But yeah, you go, I think the first day is like 90 miles to LaGrange.
Damn.
Excuse me. And then day two, you just go straight from LaGrange to Austin.
But
day
Taylor
two is
it,
actually pretty cool.
Is but I've heard day two is worse because of the hills. It's harder.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's cool because you get to go through Bastrop Park. And it's like, it's all downhill and then uphill and then downhill and then uphill.
Can I just do the downhills? Is that an option?
Well, I mean, it as long as you get going pretty fast on the downhill part, the uphills aren't too bad, especially if you have a mountain bike. But, I mean, it's not as bad as you would think it would be, man. Like, the second time I did it, I was a little bit older and I wasn't as young and virile. So I had to use the sag wagon a few times the second time, but
no shame in that.
Yeah, it's not as bad as you think it is, though. I mean, with the little rest areas every 10 miles or so, you can chill there for a minute and get your energy back up. So
appreciate
it. Not that bad.
Thanks for the info, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor. Appreciate it. Hey, Nick, there's your in.
What?
You can be the driver of the sag wagon.
No, here's what I'm thinking. I got it, guys. I got it. Relax. I got this. So I'll do day two. I'll do the entire ride on day two. You guys split day one. You start it. You go halfway. Nick, he tags you in, and you finish it. And then I'll ride day two. I like it. All right, team on three. One, two, three. Team!
Yeah.
No.
All right, you guys are running this.
That's exactly our plan. Hey, news of the day. In the NFL, we hadn't covered a lot of football yet, but the Browns have hired ex-Steelers offensive coordinator Todd Haley, so he stays in the division, tries to really take it to the Steelers next year. Good luck with that. The head coaching jobs are basically all filled or going to be filled after the Super Bowl, but the only two that will remain will be the Lions, who are rumored to be hiring Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator of the Patriots, and the Colts, who are rumored to be hiring Josh McDaniels. Other than that, the Cardinals have hired Panthers defensive coordinator, Wilkes. What's his first name? It's Steve Wilkes. Steve Wilkes is coaching the Cards. Okay, so we got that. Also around the league, Barry, my computer just froze.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
We'll get some more on the backside. We got to get to a break. It's 3:45. But I
didn't hear music.
Yeah, well, because I want to tell people about Healthy Gourmet Your Way. And if they want to eat healthy, a great way to do that. And it's a great way to lose weight. It's a great way to get healthy, delicious food delivered to your door. You don't even have to leave the house to get in shape. How awesome is that? The food is ready to heat. You just throw it in the microwave for 2 to 2.5 minutes. It makes this really cool bubble of steam, but I guess that's how it cooks. I don't know. It's science. I'm not good at science. All the meals are made from scratch. You can customize them online. And like I said, the thing for me when it comes to losing weight, I don't want to invest a lot of time in my diet. I don't want to have to do meal preps. I don't want to have to always cook. I don't want to have to drive out to get the food. That's why a Healthy Gourmet Your Way is a great option. You get online, you customize your meals, that you have them delivered to your door. You eat healthy. There's no prep. You throw away the package when you're done. It couldn't be easier to stay in shape, to get in shape, and to lose weight. And guys, there's no better time to do that than now. We got the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge going on. You want to get sexy? Get on HealthyGourmet.com and check it out. There's no prep, no cooking, no driving. It's all easy. It's customizable. The portions fill you up so you're not just starving from meal to meal. Because that's the other thing. When you go on a diet, you're thinking to yourself, man, I don't want to be hungry. That's why a lot of people don't diet. Don't worry about it. I usually just add a banana to my meal at the end, kind of as a dessert or a snack, and I'm full. I'm full until the next meal, and you can do that too. Like I said, you customize the meals. They've got options for all different lifestyles, whether it's vegan, low-carb, gluten-free, if you're on the paleo diet, doesn't matter. Hop online and order yours. Here's the cool thing. If you use promo code ESPN975, you'll get 10% off your order, and if you order $99 or more on meals, they'll ship it to you for free. ESPN975 is the promo code to get that 10%. $99 or more gets it delivered to your door for free. It all goes down at HealthyGourmet.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi, Bob Vila here on ESPN 97.5 with another home improvement tip.
Butcher block countertops are a popular choice for kitchen updates these days. But before you go with that option, here are some points to consider. First, the advantages of butcher block. It adds a touch of warmth to your kitchen, and it won't take as big a bite out of your budget as other options such as stainless steel, concrete, marble, soapstone, or granite. It's also relatively straightforward to install. As to the downsides, well, to block stains, germs, and water damage, you'll need to seal the wood as soon as it's installed. There are literally dozens of methods that claim to be the best for getting the job done. However, a few coats of simple, food-safe mineral oil or walnut oil applied with a soft cloth will usually suffice. You'll need to reapply a coat of oil every month or so to keep stains at bay. If you're willing to give Butcher Block that extra TLC, it's a good economical option. Get more info at BobVila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Texas Direct Auto, 59 the Southwest Freeway, southbound at Chimney Rock. Watch for a stall on the right shoulder. Test drive a Dodge Challenger, Mercedes-Benz C-Class, or whatever car you dream about. So many cars, such low prices. Texas Direct Auto, powered by Vroom. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito, above and beyond your basic burrito.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects before we turn it on over to the Blitz. I was saying before the break, a lot of the coaching decisions have been made now. The positions are being filled. The only two that are up in the air are the two coordinators for the Patriots, which will take the Colts and the Lions. But other than that, Mike Vrabel in maybe a blessing for the Texans, Mike Vrabel leaves the Texans to be the head coach of the Titans, and that means Romeo Crennel is back in charge of the defense down on Kirby. Vrabel highly touted and sought after, obviously, league-wide. But at the same time, the defense was never better here, except for maybe Wade Phillips.
I was going to say under Wade it was, too.
Under Bill O'Brien recently, the number one defense was brought to you by Romeo Crennel, so hopefully that's a good thing that he comes back.
Yeah.
The Giants have hired offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur of the Vikings. Now, does that mean that Case Keenum will consider joining his former OC?
We'll see who pays him.
Because we know Eli's still there, and they got to unload that contract. I mentioned that the Cardinals hired Panthers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks. Obviously, we know John Gruden's with the Raiders, and we've mentioned pretty much all of the coaching tree.
You think that would it make sense if you're the Giants and the Vikings to work out a deal, and maybe trade Eli for Case
Ooh.
And a pick?
I'm telling you what, that's
interesting.
Because
the Giants need a quarterback.
Yeah.
And the Vikings could do so, or just do a deal where it's picks for Case if they have him. Go ahead and sign him.
Well, with
trade.
The Vikings, with that overall team. Because what is
Case? His contract is up, right?
Yeah. Case is a free agent.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He's going to be paid monster money.
Yeah.
Because they said when Shurmur was being rumored for the Arizona job, they also need a quarterback. So it was a slam dunk that he'd probably follow Shurmur. Now, the interesting, obviously, side note is when they were cleaning out their lockers yesterday up in Minneapolis, both Teddy Bridgewater and Case Keenum said they're unsure that the Vikings want them.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll see what's up, what's out there, and see how the team reacts. But so far, they haven't been, they've been lukewarm at best in reacting. And Keenum was out there on social media thanking the Vikings fans and saying what a great time he's had. Sounded like a farewell speech.
But I could see the Giants trading Eli to a team that maybe needs a quarterback for a year or two. He's got 2 years left on his contract.
Jacksonville.
Getting a draft pick and signing Case because of Shurmur going there.
See, I've thought all along with Coughlin in Jacksonville that Eli's landing spot, first and foremost, would be in Jacksonville. But
yeah.
You bring up an interesting point, because if you think of a guy that's had playoff and Super Bowl experience, two-time MVP, two-time Super Bowl champ, put him with those receivers, that defense, indoors where he's not going to get knocked around, line is pretty stable, you get Dalvin Cook back and the running backs that they got, that could work too.
And whether it's Minnesota, who may not sign, like you said, if they don't sign Teddy or they don't sign Case.
Or they don't sign Sam Bradford, who's also free.
So two of them go.
Right.
One of them stays. You might think of them as a backup, but Eli could be your insurance policy because you got a team built everywhere else to win.
Yeah.
So
it's an interesting scenario.
Okay, a couple of good texts before we get out of here because we got a short segment.
Yep.
But somebody texted the show and said, I have a bike for you, Barry. It has no seat.
I did chuckle.
All right, you jerk. Somebody suggested I steal Gilbert's bike. I would never do that to poor Gilbert.
That's fantastic. Anyway.
he should do the MS-150 with us. That would be outstanding.
Anyway, do you guys know where they're the park and ride?
I'm going to tell him that Granado's in it, and then he'll sign up. But somebody texted the show. I just had to give the plug. It said, healthy gourmet meals are excellent. That will be my go-to for the challenge. Y'all, I'm not kidding you. If they were gross, I wouldn't be speaking for them. I just wouldn't be able to do that. They're really good. Now, I don't like every one of them because one of them had Brussels sprouts in it, so that's not one I'm going to get. But that's just me because I don't like Brussels sprouts. But the food is good, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, on the way out, too, David Carr chimed in on, of all things, the new coach and the coaching change in Oakland, and said that his brother basically saved Jack Del Rio's job for the last couple of years. He's surprised Del Rio lasted that long. And after all, he was brought in to tune up the defense, and last year, the defense wasn't good. Just shut your mouth, Dave. You got your money. Mm-hmm. You didn't do anything on the field. Your brother's going to do it his way, doing his own thing. Leave him alone, too. We don't need your opinion.
I get this. I love when I get these random tweets out of nowhere. Stop it, Barry. We don't need a quarterback. I'm like, who the hell is we? Who? I don't even know who you talk. Who are you talking about? Because I said the Giants?
I don't know who we is either.
I'm just saying, Keenum plays seems to play well under Shurmur.
You're supposed
to have all
the numbers memorized, so you know that's someone that's a Giants fan.
We don't need. No, it was a tweet.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not suggesting you need a quarterback, but I'm suggesting there's a way to add Keenum and get better with draft picks.
Wasn't Jerry?
No. It was some. I don't know what it was. Whatever.
Hey, it flew by. But that'll do it for another fantastic episode of The Usual Suspects. We'll be back again tomorrow and the rest of the week. It's every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. Right now, stay tuned for Jong, Fred, AJ. They're the Blitz, and they're next. They'll take you till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a good night.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.